Hello, welcome to the podcast. How are you today, guys?
Hello, good.
Great. Just chatting, Jade was just saying she's been putting it out to the universe that we're all very rich.
Yes.
That'll be handy.
Yeah, so good. But you already are Creepo. Oh,
yeah. You're richer for Creepo. Oh.
Yeah, finally.
No, we deep down we know
we're
you're
all rich
poor.
In love. We're all rich in love, aren't
Does
we?
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Deep down we all know you're poor.
Hey, guys, you know, yesterday, actually, on the podcast, I was talking about, you know, putting up that, like, bamboo fence panel stuff.
Yes. How'd that go?
So I broke it out of the packet yesterday, and I was about to cut, like, the post to screw to the garden bed. And I was like, you know what, I better just check the measurement, because I know that the back fence is about 6 metres.
Always check the measurements before you do anything handy.
So I bought two, like, rolls of this bamboo screening, 3 meters each.
Yeah.
I measured it. It's like 2.4.
Wow.
Like a huge.
So they ripped you off.
A huge amount ripped off.
Wow.
Who did they have to cut it or came pre-bought, like pre-rolled?
It's a roll, pre-rolled.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to contact
I'm taking it back to the hardware store. I won't name the name. It rhymes with Nunnings. You probably won't be able to figure it out. But I'm very upset because now, like, I was like, oh, do I get 3 sheets of it? I'm just taking it back. I'm over the whole thing.
Time
now.
Is money, Creepo.
It's the whole
time
thing.
Time is money.
I've wasted my time.
Yeah,
I went back for an extra trip to buy that stuff.
Well,
you're so hard done by.
Oh, they're all the, like, I can't remember, Glendale, actually.
Yeah,
first
right.
world issues, problems.
Well, imagine if you
were ripped off by almost a quarter.
I'd be calling up the actual manufacturer to end Bunnings.
Who are you, Judge?
It's true. I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, good.
A hypocrite.
Finally, you're admitting it. Finally.
In this occasion, look, I was trying to be entertaining.
Well, it works. You wound us both up.
Yeah, good. Yeah. My job here is done.
I did notice Jade purchased a brand new Harry Potter Duna cover.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, imagine if you got that in the mail. You've been waiting
and
for
it.
And it
was
a single size.
Size too small.
Single bed size.
You'd be fuming.
I would be fuming, but I wouldn't go and give up on the entire project. Like, you're just a broken man.
Well, yeah, no, not
a fence has defeated you.
Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm off it now. It was a good
How
idea.
How does it
at
feel
time.
To have half a shadow? Huh? Like, yeah, you know, isn't that a thing? Like, you're half of a man, half of a shadow.
Oh, okay. Oh. I haven't heard that before.
No.
I think it's a thing. I don't know. It might
maybe
not
just be.
Be
a Jade thing.
Yeah, probably is.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Are we going to get something to eat, Jay?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm starving. We had a meeting this morning. You know how I feel
you
about
meetings.
You were
emotionally wound up going
into
it.
I was wound up as a teapot because I just knew we were going to get into trouble.
Well,
turns out the meeting turned out all right.
So basically every fortnight we have almost like a review from our boss. So you'll listen to a show and then critique it.
Yeah.
But you should have done this. You should have done that.
You should have done this. But the thing is we've been doing really well on average. I think we've been nailing
Self-assessment.
It.
Self-assessment.
But the one show that got analysed was our probably
worst
our worst
show
we've had, and we all agreed on that before we went in. So I was in my wallet. I actually hit Maddie up for money. I was like, do you have $2.20 so I can buy, I said, so we can share a caramello bar from the from the vending
now,
machine.
Now Jade gets into the meeting and she's like feeling pretty shit about the whole thing. We're going to get blasted. I did a story on a priest that pissed on a woman on a plane.
I'm going to get in so much trouble.
So Jade goes into the meeting and before we've even sat down, Jade's blurted out everything. Yeah. This was a bad show.
We know. It's a. You know what?
You were trying to preempt.
Well, the thing
all
is,
of the criticism.
We all knew that what was going to get said, right? So you know, like Eminem in the movie 8 Mile. It's like when he got up on stage.
I know exactly this, what you're
going to say. He got up on stage, and the thing is, if you make fun of yourself, you point out your flaws. Like, it leaves them with nothing.
I am a trailer park.
I am white trash. I am rabbit. I do dye my hair blonde. What's your excuse? You know what I mean? So the thing is, you go in there, you say, look, you know what? It wasn't our worst show. It was pretty shit, but we found our feet, called it how it was. He said, you know what? I agree with you. And then we moved straight on from it.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. I mean, what a tactic.
I wouldn't go in with it again because...
I've never met such a control freak, though, as much as Jade is. Like, she needs to control every aspect of her life.
No, it's not controlling. I just, you know what? I'm not biased and I can be very critical of our work. And the thing is, I knew that was a bad show and I just, I didn't want to sit there and hear it because I already knew.
It had been winding you up for days, though.
It really had.
Since earlier in the week, that's all you've been able to think about. You got to let that stuff go.
I know.
And it turned out to be me that got put on the fucking spit today.
Yeah. For stuff that wasn't even your fault.
No, that's the all most right. You got to cop it sometimes. Yeah. You got to cop
it's,
it.
You know what? It's part of working in a company. It means you're always going to have people above you.
Any company.
Any company.
And in any role.
In any job. You know, there's always, you always got a boss who always needs to, you know, keep you in line.
You know what this takes me back to, right? When I worked in retail, one particular store, they do the, is it like the 3 monthly reviews?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, and they'd always say, they'd always give you the sheet of paper with all of the boxes, and they make you rate yourself. Say, okay, look, I've already rated you and how I think you're going.
Yep.
Now I want you to go and fucking self-rate yourself.
I haven't done that in years.
Oh, it's such a fucking bullshit. Anyway, I remember once I gave myself all 10s.
Yeah, you got it.
I rated myself the highest and they were like, look, you know, yeah, I agree with that, but I gave you an 8 here. And then I remember coming out of the meeting, my boss was like, look, unfortunately, no one's perfect at their job. There's always something to improve. And I was just like, yeah.
But I'm a delight.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but it's funny. Though,
in the corporate world, when you have to like self-evaluate and give yourself a score out of 10 on different things, I had to do it when I worked at Staples.
Yeah.
The like stationery.
Oh, this is where you wore a suit and tie for 3 months.
Yeah. So it was one of my like first office corporate jobs, yeah, right? And I'd never worked in an very industry formal like that before. Very formal.
Yeah.
But you always like to give yourself a 7. You never dip below the 7 because seven says, I know I'm doing well at my job. I know I have room to improve, but I'm definitely not a 6. And it gives them room to say, oh, yeah, well, you can improve here, but you still keep the bar quite consistently high on a 7.
Yeah.
If you just stick to those
guns. It's
an
interesting tactic, though. I always give 10s, or you can give yourself all 1s, because then they'll think you just have really bad self-esteem and feel sorry for you, and then change their scores
quickly.
So
your strategy is either wildly self-confident or wildly self-depreciating.
Well,
I've never actually done the wildly self-depreciating.
Well,
no, but
too confident.
Too confident.
A 1 turns into a 7 or a 9 very easily on the marking
If you watch
board.
The Simpsons, yeah, he always turning his D's into an A. Oh, A's.
That's a very straight, rigid 7 you've given me.
You know what? No, 10s are good because it shows, you know what, that person, she'll be a good leader. You know what I mean?
Is this what was running through your mind?
Well, I think so.
Did you make manager in that job?
Yeah, I did. 4 IC.
4th in charge at a
fourth
shop.
4th in charge. So they
That's not even a thing.
It is. So they had the manager, 2 IC, 3 IC, and 4 IC.
Talk about
I feel like that was a self-appointed 4 IC. There's 4 of us in the shop.
No. You know why? I was 4th in charge because the thing is, the manager and the 3 IC would work together.
Mm.
And then, so say if the manager went on lunch break, then the 3 IC would be in charge. So for me, I used to get partnered up with the 2 IC, and when they went on lunch, like say on a weekend shift, when
I'm so confused.
No, it's not hard. So there's
ICs aren't a thing. Let's
they are a
on
thing.
That.
So when the 2 IC went out on lunch, I was in charge of the shop.
When the two,
me.
When the 1 IC, 2 IC, 3 IC
yeah,
are
but
all
conveniently
on,
my resume, I was assistant manager.
Assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant.
Exactly. It's not a lie.
Oh, very good. Enjoy the podcast, guys.
See ya.
Bye. 4 ICs are not a thing.
Hey-ya.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started. Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo,
the Novos.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good.
Feeling awesome. Good?
Yeah, awesome.
Thursday already.
I know. This week has gone so fast. How was your night? Pickleball, yeah?
Yeah, it was great, actually.
Really good. Yeah, heaps of good games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love having a chat with Jade in the car on the way here about pickleball. She
you get all the gossip, do you?
Yeah, yeah. She had to threaten her partner Bailey of a dumping if he didn't start coming to training.
Oh, did you actually threaten him?
Look, I had to have the chat.
Broke his heart.
I did break his heart.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Second half, he did look forlorn.
Oh, well, look, he hasn't been there for a while. And
he had a couple of stares off into the distance. You could see he was contemplating
cutting
his
loose.
Life.
Yeah,
cutting
yeah.
loose.
It's like, God, what am I doing with my life?
Hey, look, I know it's tough call, but when you're in a team and you want to win gold, you just got to, you know, got to be cutthroat.
Yeah, well, I guess.
I've already got my partner. He doesn't know it yet.
A backup partner.
He doesn't know it yet.
Who is that?
Having a chat with him on next Wednesday.
Who's your backup partner?
Well, actually, it's Hamish, but not Hamish from the newsroom. Another Hamish there.
Oh, I don't know the other Hamish.
Yep, backup Hamish.
That's what you're calling him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know yet.
No,
I love that.
I'm chatting to him next Wednesday.
He might be
Wednesday.
Busy that day, Jade.
No, no. There will be plenty more tournaments.
Why don't you team up with Crevo?
Well, we'd have to start playing some more games together. Yeah, I did say
to
Maddie.
Back up your team member, Jade.
I did say to Maddie this morning.
What's wrong with Crevo?
He asked how you've been going. I said, yeah. He's going really good. I said, you have a strong net game because you are quite tall and lengthy.
But your back of court game sucks, apparently.
Well, it's a weak spot.
I'm just letting this awkwardness play out because this is entertaining
well,
me.
Well, look, as a sports person, you know people's weaknesses in the game, and yours is your back of court because, unfortunately, you're not as
agile.
Agile to get to the ball, and your serving game could be stronger.
Okay, there's the criticism. Look, here's what I'll say, Jade.
Yeah.
I'm probably not your best teammate. I'm not competitive enough.
Yeah, that's
Jade's,
too.
Jade's like hyper competitive.
Mm.
And really, you can tell when she misses something or something, she feels it deep down.
I do. I get angry. Well, because I shouldn't be making stupid shots.
Which is that tennis player that like breaks rackets and stuff?
Oh, who's the famous one now?
Nick Kyrgios.
No, it's moved on from Nick Kyrgios. That's
anyway.
Djokovic.
Jade's like the Kyrgios Djokovic of pickleball.
Number one.
Number one or nothing. Give me that racket. I need to break it.
I went to the movies last night to the new FM Advanced screening of The Honest Thief starring Liam Neeson.
I wasn't
sure. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was good. I wasn't sure if I'd like wandered into a screening of Taken. Very similar. Same character, different name. Good movie.
What'd you get up to there? How come you didn't invite us
all?
Yeah,
why weren't we invited?
Nah, you know, you would have said no, so it was a last minute
you
thing.
You never assume. And should we discuss it now?
What?
A bit later.
We're going to discuss your big night at the movies a little bit later.
She's jealous because
save it. We're going to talk about it later.
I heard something, actually, yeah.
Well, you should have been there. Hey, up next on the show, a big TV show announced yesterday returning to our screens. Jade, I think you're going to love it.
Really?
Oh, you are going to froth this news.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Big announcement. Yesterday, Channel 7 did their upfronts, which is a yearly event where they pretty much say what shows are coming up and they, you know, show it to advertisers and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Big announcement, though. Of course, they've renewed a few shows that were on other networks, right?
So there was buying up the cheap
Big Brother,
stuff.
Farmer Wants a Wife, The Voice. They've now added to the stable Australian Idol.
Oh, my God.
Coming back. 2022.
How exciting. I loved Australian Idol.
It's so good.
I think because they, like, a lot of stations and stuff don't have money at the moment. So all these shows are on sale. Because they're like, all the ones they're buying are like the ones that are networked from other countries, like Idol and stuff like that.
Franchises.
Yeah. So I think they're all on sale, and it's Channel 7's like, deal, deal, deal. I'll take it. Discount.
It's like
Jade at TK Maxx on a Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Grabbing all the red stickers.
I instantly thought of you, though, Jade, because of all the reality TV shows, I feel like this one is the one that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I actually auditioned for Australian Idol back in the day. I think you admitted to me that you did.
No, mine was X Factor.
Yours was X Factor. Right. Mine was Australian Idol.
Deluded.
So much fun. But I will audition just for the memory's sake of Australian Idol.
Well, it's going to be so good. Like, I wonder who the judges will be.
I don't know.
You wouldn't bring the old ones back, surely.
Surely not. No, they'll find cheaper ones. It's probably. Channel 7, they're looking for deals.
But it's like...
You can't get cheaper than Mark Holden going much higher.
Matt Preston's still on contract, isn't he? Get in there and judge the
Australian singing. Idol's got cooking. what song did you sing on your audition, Jay?
I did Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
Really?
Mm.
That's a random choice for an Idol audition song.
Is it?
Yeah, they would have loved it, though.
I liked the
a
song.
A bit different, a bit of cut through.
So did you get through to the judges? Or
no.
Yeah, so, Crevo, when you audition for these shows, you have, like...
There's three rooms.
Three auditions before you get to the TV judges.
So is the first... can I just guess what person in the first room is like? They've got, like, a walkie-talkie on their hip and an earpiece, well, and they're chewing gum.
No.
Okay, come through. All right, let's see.
That's the person.
Oh, no good.
That's
see ya.
The person putting people into the rooms.
Oh, okay. But one before that even.
Yes.
Do you know what? Jade, I don't think we're ever going to live our singing dreams out because,
no, unfortunately,
you know, it's a bit too late,
I think. Like, we're not going to be A Star Is Born.
Do you know what we should try and aim for?
What?
One of, like, the producer judges, like the ones that get the first contact.
We could do it as a gimmick, like you and I just do what, as a duo,
deep down.
A terrible duo, just to get on TV.
You'd be the nasty judge.
Would I? No, I'm too nice.
Deep down, though, you're saying gimmick, but that's just a defense.
No.
Really, you want to get through.
But I can
live out A Star Is Born.
Yeah, I can.
JD Gaga.
I can be the nasty judge. If you're paying me, like, how much they getting per seat, per show?
Maybe like $1 million a year.
$1 million a year? I'll be the nasty judge. I'd take a bullet for that.
And just, you know, for the money.
Because everyone forgets.
Yeah, they
the
don't.
Show.
You know.
Yeah, it's like maybe 6 months afterwards is still a little bit of hype, and then people forget the headlines.
So what? You know, you picked on an up-and-coming singer. They'll get over it. It's part of the toughening process. It's like building calluses around them.
Yeah.
You know, everyone needs that in life.
Was this so? Here
yeah,
it is,
this
Jay.
Is it. Ah, Sixpence
love
on
it.
The Richer.
Kiss me.
Yeah.
Go, can you sing a bit?
No.
Come on.
Did you put like the...
I don't want to ruin people's mornings.
Rocker eyeshadow on and stuff.
No, I didn't. No, I was only like 14 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was youngin'.
Really young.
Mm.
Stage mummy sent her out. Earn some cash for the family,
Come
Jade.
Come on, Jade. We need a bit more money around here.
Yeah. Well, we've got Lads versus Lasses right now. If you would like to play Battle of the Sexes and go head to head with the opposite sex on 131009, we ask you if you're the male, female-based questions, and vice versa. It's very easy to play, very easy to win if you've got your wits about you at 6:25 in the morning.
Yeah, on offer today, an $80 Stacks dining voucher at the Mex Club. Very delicious. Looking at the leaderboard, we are currently in a stalemate, 23 gold stars apiece.
Jeez, come on, guys. We need a lad to win this. I can't have this like a losing streak to start. Very disappointing, you know?
No, going into the weekend.
Come on, guys.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
This is our Battle of the Sexes game, where the ladies and the lads go head to head. And we are sitting on 23 gold stars each. That is the most important thing out of this game, is the sex winning.
Oh, but it is, yes.
Really, you can pick up a prize if you are the person who takes home the gold sticker this morning, an $80 Stax dining voucher.
Yeah, at the Mex Club in Mayfield.
Lovely.
Fancy.
It is fancy.
It is. Nice day out. Let's go to Kelly. She loves Dawson's Creek, has never seen Harry Potter, and if she was an animal, she would be a cat. Meow. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, how are you?
Good, Kelly. You sound like fun.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you've never seen Harry Potter. Jade just, like, shriveled up in her chair when she heard that. Why haven't you're just not interested?
Yeah, just not interested, I think. I don't know. It's nothing that's really sort of taken my interest.
Yeah, look, you're not missing out too much. A bunch of people swinging wands around.
Whatever. You are missing out, but that's okay. There's, you know, you're not dead yet, so there's still time to,
hey,
to
Kelly,
watch it. On my bucket list.
Kelly, what kind of movies do you like? You sound like an action girl.
Yeah, action and comedy, really.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See, Kelly and I are kindred spirits.
Yeah.
let's do this, Kelly. $80 Stax voucher, Stax dining voucher up for grabs today. Question number one for you. What is a vice tool used for?
To grip something while you're,
Gripping is correct.
That's my girl.
Question number two. Who is the rapper Offset in a relationship with?
Cardi B.
Oh, wow.
In there like
you're
swimwear.
On fire.
Love that. Question number three. How many sides are on a UFC cage?
Come on,
Kelly.
Think of the ring design.
No, that's not right. Solid effort, though. Yeah, two out of three ain't
bad. I'm impressed.
Good. Hold the line for us, Kelly. Let's meet our lad.
It's time to meet Mick. His favourite beer is a Great Northern. He believes in UFOs but has never seen one. And if he was an animal, he would be a dog. Woof, woof. How you doing, Mick?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very well. All right. You reckon you can do three right? Three out of three and win this?
Mate, I reckon you'd rig it because the girls' question's always easier.
Really?
I reckon you're right. Yeah, but you know
of
what?
Of course a bloke's going to say that, though.
Yeah. You know what? They're fighting words, Mick. You're lucky you're not here.
Or what?
You'd sound a bit scary.
Yeah, you'd be covering your nuts.
All right, let's crack on with this. Question number one for Mick. Who is Justin Bieber married to?
Oh, God, got no idea. Don't know.
Hayley Baldwin, Hayley Bieber, would have taken either. All right, you're still in this, still in with the chance. If you get the next two right, tiebreaker coin toss on the table.
Okay.
What is balayage?
Perfume.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately not. It's a technique for, like, painting your hair.
No, sorry, Mick.
Sorry, Mick.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Mick.
Oh. Very disappointing. Well done, Kelly. Well done.
Good job, Kelly.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kelly, I'm interested to know, like, from the other sex perspective, were those men's, like, guys' questions easy for you?
Yeah.
So you
knew what balayage was, yeah?
Yeah.
It was just looking for an excuse like all men do. Hey, Kelly.
That's right. I've got four boys, and believe me, I've heard all the excuses.
Oh, whatever.
Good job, Kelly. Thanks for that. Lads versus Lasses back tomorrow. If you want to play tomorrow, book your spot right now, 13:10:09.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo,
the Novos.
So, guys, I was talking to my dad the other day when he came to help with some projects at the house. He was telling me about this saw. Like, it's a big, I forget what type of saw it is. The one that you, like a miter saw.
Yeah, right.
And he's saying that he has had it since he first started as a carpenter in the 70s.
Wow. How old is your dad? In his 70s?
Yeah, he's 75 now.
Wow. That's a long time.
So that's like what?
50 years.
Almost 50 years. Jeez. He's had it. So he bought that saw, was one of the first things he bought, like as a carpenter
and
starting
it's still
out.
Sharp.
Well, he gets new blades put on it.
Oh, okay.
But the motor runs absolutely perfectly. He's done like a few repairs on it along the way.
Right.
But it's like it's exactly the same as when he first bought it. He says like it runs perfectly.
That's incredible. I was going to say your dad's not working very hard, is he?
It's the same blade.
You know what? I knew a painter that had a paintbrush for 35 years. Now, that is unheard of these days.
You know what? They don't make products like they used to.
No chance, no.
Also, people don't care for their products like they did when they were expensive. Like a paintbrush.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't assiduously clean it after every single time, that's it. It's done. Doesn't matter how good it is.
This guy was putting hair conditioner in his brushes every time he'd stopped, like, finished using
really?
That's
a
good quite amazing.
The good ones are horse hair, aren't they?
You have to treat them like a woman.
Is that what he used to say? Yeah.
You treat them like a nice woman.
Oh, it wouldn't be, it'd be nice being married to him.
You can
wash my hair every night for me.
Ditch in paint occasionally.
Yeah, like body paint, yeah, sure.
Oh, whatever you're into, I guess. 131009, do you have a tool or like some work gear that's lasted for ages? Obviously, we're not getting like 50 years or whatever.
Well,
that's
you never
crazy.
Know.
But just like maybe you've had like boots that have lasted like 5 years. Like you bought really good boots and unbelievably they've survived. Yeah,
that's a win these days.
That's what I mean.
Well, a lot of people will pay to get their shoes resold.
Well, yeah, if they're really good quality ones.
Yeah, good one for all you tradies out there.
Maybe you inherited your parents' tools that are still
going
strong.
Tools that have lasted for ages. Work gear that's lasted ages and ages. 131009 to get involved.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
131009 this morning. One for all you tradies out there. How long have you had your work gear for?
Yeah, so I was telling you about my dad's saw. I was also thinking about in 1997, went for a holiday to America with my parents, right? Mm-hmm. I was 10 years old. And this is what a bit of about America as well.
Yeah.
Because they let me buy the Leatherman Super Tool pocket knife. Not a problem for a 10-year-old over there. Here you go. Yeah, of course. Just give us the money. That thing still works great. I
really?
Have it in my car, use it all the time.
Wow, isn't that incredible? So that's like over 20 years old.
Yep, absolutely fine. It looks like brand new.
Have you ever had to sharpen it or anything?
Just
do you use it?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
all
wow.
the time. And occasionally, yeah, I'll sharpen like the knife blade itself.
Yep.
All the pliers, every like little tool that comes out works perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about being the son of a carpenter. I mean, you just get such a good insight into the knowledge of tools.
Good advice.
Your dad would have a lot of tools, wouldn't he?
A lot of tools.
Yeah.
A lot of tools.
I just had a message come through on Facebook from Aaron. He says, I love my grandfather's tools. They're precious to me and I keep them separate from the ones I use daily. But he said, I'm fond of his tools because I loved him and I love that he taught me the confidence to use them to make things.
Well, that's very
really nice.
That's really nice.
Sweet message.
Pete's messaged through and he's just said that he has a pair of sneakers that he's worn to work as a window washer for the last 15 years.
That's a good run for sneakers.
Sneakers.
Wonder what brand they are.
They would want to be good.
Yeah.
No, they clearly are.
Obviously
sometimes the cheaper
quality.
The shoe, the better.
The better.
Shoe. Yeah, yeah, the longer they last.
I have heard that, actually.
I haven't had success with that. I bought some Kmart ones once. Awful.
Yeah, but you drag your feet.
That's true. I do drag my feet.
Mm.
So I wear them out real quick.
Really quick, yeah.
Hey, love it all over it up next. And we're chatting Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's a dish.
I'm going to have to Google to see what he looks like.
Oh, you know him.
I'm sure I do once. Oh.
Okay, we're doing it next.
It's pretty good.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it.
Yeah, this is where I get Grifo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topic. Today, guys, we're talking Matthew McConaughey.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love him. I find him so sexy. Oh,
I'm going to say loathing with his little beady eyes.
No.
What's he looking at?
All of his movies. He's funny, and it's that accent. He has that southern, I think it's Texas. He's from Houston. He has that accent.
I had to Google who he was.
He's a real masculine man, isn't he?
Oh, he's a dreamboat. That's what he is, especially in Magic Mike.
Is he in that movie?
Yeah.
Right.
What about Channing Tatum?
No, I'd take Matthew McConaughey over Channing Tatum any day. I can't stand Channing Tatum.
Really?
Matthew McConaughey, though, he's just something about him.
He's so dry.
He's a rich, old, powerful man, isn't he?
He's not that old.
He actually owns a ranch where you can actually go in over there, obviously, like hunt deer and stuff, but it's actually controlled hunting, so and he has this big thing about, if you look into it, it's actually quite like humane and stuff, and it actually helps the populations of wild deer in the area.
Great guy,
He does some good things in terms of that.
Now, The Project, he was on that show last night, and it was so awkward. He completely shut down Carrie Bickmore on the show. She asked him about Donald Trump, and he told her,
"How do you feel about Trump?
How do I feel about him?
Yeah, how do you feel about his term?
I want a fuller context and a longer form to talk about that. And if I said something to you now, one line could be taken out of context and could be put in a headline. So I don't want to take the chance for that. I need a longer form where I know it's word for word. Everything I'm saying is being broadcast."
News, but not the news.
Good on him. You know what? Smart, because that's what happens in the media.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you know what? I do like The Project, but I'm glad Carrie got put in her place last night, because I'm sick of Australian pundits trying to get their little mitts in on the American election.
Yeah.
Like, just leave it alone.
I think you can ask. He could have just said, I don't want to talk about it, or politics in America is so divided at the moment. You know, let's move on.
Can I just say?
Nah, I like
him. Or, not a fan, or I love him.
Can I just say, Jade?
What?
My favourite line from you today.
Yeah.
I like it when a triple threat gets a slap down.
I did say that off air. I did say that. Well, she's just,
she's so successful, huh?
No, I love it. I'm all for it. Good on her. I'm actually, any woman in the media industry who, it's pretty cutthroat.
Just don't listen to her radio show, because it's not on our station.
On our station.
It's like, shush. She's like, don't talk about this to me.
Don't go there. I actually agree with you on that. Everyone has an opinion on American politics. If you're not, from the country, just leave it to them.
Yeah.
That's my theory on it anyway. Get involved.
Well, Prevo can talk. Yeah. He's half American.
Yeah, you've got a passport.
Yep.
Yeah. So in other words, shut up, Maddie.
Make up your own mind. Live your own life.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
That works as well.
Jay, Maddie and Prevo, the Novos.
Time's up. Time's up. Hold on.
Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on. Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
What a conversation we just had.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jade wants to share bed. We're just chatting about Jade sharing people's beds. She says it's okay if friends share beds.
Yeah, I think so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Jackson, why won't you let her sleep in your bed when she comes to your house?
Look, I like all of you, but I'm not sharing my bed with anybody. My bed's a sacred place.
It's so big, though. You won't even know I'm there. I'm so little.
I'll know.
Let's have a cuddle, Jackson.
It's all right. I sleep on the couch. It's fine. I don't care where I sleep. I'm not precious.
Very good.
Good to know.
But we're talking about bird injuries on 13 10 09. Obviously, we've all seen the news recently. The magpies are terrorizing the skies.
Filthy rats in the skies.
Poor things.
Disgusting.
I just say, walk a different route. If you know there's a Maggie swooping, go a different way. But this one man, I reckon he wanted
to be a headline grabber because basically we've all seen it in the paper. A magpie attack left him with injuries to both eyes, and he's sitting there with cotton wool bud over his eye, taped down with a little bit of blood dripping.
They're evil, like, man. They are evil
birds.
Backing
up a second. You call them the rats of the sky? Yes. Magpies?
They're not the
all
rats
birds
of the
are
sky.
Rats of the
they're
sky.
Not.
Gosh, I hate birds.
Okay.
Poor Maggies. They get a bad rap. You know?
I'm fine with birds. Yeah. I haven't. Actually, plovers got me when I was a kid.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Rats of the sky.
Bloody plovers.
Four things. On 13 10 09, we want to know your bird injuries. Have you been swooped recently? You know, maybe a Maggie drew blood to your ear. Maybe you got a new ear piercing that you didn't expect.
Okay.
From
a bird.
Up next, one of the stories I'll tell. Back in primary school, a kid ended up with pretty bad injuries.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, they're the stories we want. Maybe it's like you want to tell us how you fought off the magpie.
They're so cute.
Who
pretty little
like
darlings.
A dinosaur from the years that you were running away from.
13 10 09, your bird injury stories next.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novo.
13 10 09 this morning, we're after your bird injuries.
Like a bird.
Terrible things, aren't they?
Oh, you say that, but I like birds. On 13 10 09, we want to know your bird injuries, though. Even, you know, as beautiful as they are, the magpies are swooping at the moment. I got swooped only, what, 2 weeks ago when I was at Gregson Park. There's plovers there, and they, Ben and I and my three chihuahuas were all getting swooped.
Oh.
It was an incident, but, you know.
It's all good.
Don't hold it against the birdies.
In primary school, I remember we were playing soccer, and Tom Curtis, he used to, like, there was a couple of magpies hanging around this one bit of the soccer field.
Yeah.
He didn't bother him. Well, it sure did bother him when one swooped him, and it actually, like, made a flap of skin go up on his head. So it was like a little doggy door, like,
really?
Flapping around. It was blood going everywhere. Teachers called.
That is a nightmare. That's my worst fear. I was swooped as a child on my bike. I never got over it.
Is that why you haven't ridden bikes
I've
ever since?
I've hated them ever since.
Or driven a car.
That's the reason, Maddie, the excuse Maddie uses why he doesn't really like exercising.
The magpie got me.
You know, it's something I think about.
I can't risk it.
I was going to go for a run in the park the other day, but I didn't give the bird.
Anyway, poor
Katie.
Maddie.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Hello.
Very good. Bird injuries. What happened?
Not an injury, so it's a happy ending, I suppose. But my daughter and I, we went to a park. She was about 2.5. And we're walking towards it, and then I start getting swooped by this huge magpie. So I'm ducking and running for the car, screaming at my child, run, run. And she's cracking up laughing with tears rolling down her face because she couldn't breathe how funny she thought it was. But I just fully abandoned her and I'm running for the car. I'm like, you have to sort yourself out. I'm out of here.
You left your daughter.
I did.
Abandoned.
I panicked and run, and I feel so bad about it.
What if it pecked her eyes out, Katie?
Yeah.
What a horrible thing to live with.
It could be so bad. Oh, no, I'm very filled with guilt every single day.
Well, don't ever tell her that story because she'll hold it against you.
Forever. She remembers every time we drive past the park. Do you remember that? And I'm like, how do you remember that? I'm embarrassed by this.
You know what? When it's time for you to go to a nursing home, Katie, one day she'll just conveniently leave you sitting outside in your wheelchair.
lovely spring day.
Throw her toy birds at me, like playing jokes. Like, it's getting you, it's getting you. I'm like, great, we've got one of these kids.
Well, injury crisis averted.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for that. What's the goss coming up next with producer Jackson? Yep. What's on the way?
Miley Cyrus has made contact with aliens, guys. That's exciting. Also, too, I want to talk about David Koshy Kosh's nipples because they were all over the internet last night.
What?
Oh, no. Get it. I'm not looking up anything on the internet for the rest of the
day. Why are you Googling Koshy right now?
What's wrong with Koshy?
What? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't want to look at his nipples?
No, not particularly. I think they look like cat's nipples.
What do cat's nipples look like?
I don't know,
like
little cat teats,
six
you know?
Six of them?
A whole bunch of them up and down his body.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's a scary man.
Okay.
Poor Koshy.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, Jackson's here. You've got all the goss. What's going on, man?
Yeah, let's start with Koshy's nipples.
Yes, right? Of course. We've all been waiting for this.
If you're on social media last night, you might have seen that along with The Bachelor AU, Koshy's nipples were trending. Now, this isn't because there's any leaked nudes. Don't get excited, everybody. It was
lucky.
Because the chaser said the news like cycle for the last 24 hours has been so boring that they just wanted to confuse the internet, and it really worked. But this just ended up having people just sledge Koshy on Twitter. So person said, I've heard Koshy's nipples are bigger than the cash cows.
Now, the big question is, are they bigger than Cardi B's?
Yeah, well, she's had some interesting things to say about hers. Another person added this. Now, I really laughed at this one. They said, do you think Koshy's nipples produce skim or full cream milk?
Definitely full cream.
Full
and then
cream.
Rumor,
yeah.
Full
cream? Do you reckon? He's more of a skim guy because he looks really good, right? He's healthy. His appearance come up. So, you know how he just never ages?
Yeah.
I went down a bit of a Koshy wormhole. Do you know in 2018 he actually went on a lie detector test for plastic surgery? So, like, he wanted to just clear the rumours up that he hasn't actually had any done. So he was asked the question, have you had any cosmetic surgery? He answered no. Do you know what the polygraph said?
Yes.
He has.
That he was a liar.
Of course.
And then the article says, Koshy was baffled by the results.
You know what? He's licking the same, like, non-aging stone as Pharrell Williams. Mm. They're all sucking on this special vitamin of whatever it is.
Yeah. Do you know what they say about these celebs that never age?
What?
That they're aliens. Now, speaking of aliens, Miley Cyrus, she's claiming that she has seen a UFO while being chased down by one in San Bernardino.
Yeah, you've got that pronounced perfectly.
Yeah, okay. So she says she was driving with her friend and one landed in front of her car. She even made eye contact with the alien being, and she said she wasn't rattled too much, but she's still scared to look up into the sky. Now, I'm going to add what she says at the very end of this magazine interview. She says, I'm pretty sure about what I saw, but I also brought some weed wax from a guy in a van out front of a taco shop, so it could have been that as well.
I think that's more
likely. Maybe likely, because if you listen to the evolution of Miley Cyrus's voice over time, it now sounds like, I don't know what it would be, but maybe some sort of smoke has entered
Winnie,
her lung over time.
Yeah. On the daily.
She loves the wacky weed.
Well, Demi Lovato came out the other day as well and said that she had an alien encounter.
She bought the same wax, I reckon.
Probably some heavier stuff, to be honest, knowing Demi Lovato.
The two of them have been eating from the same taco shop.
Well, did you see the Instagram live stream between Demi and Miley Cyrus about probably 2 months ago where they alluded to the fact that they were in a secret relationship as teenagers?
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised, though. They they were both on the same
Miley and Demi TV show.
Yeah. You know what? Weird things happen on those TV sets.
Oh, no, Miley's a Disney girl.
No, yeah, but they were still,
I think Demi's Nickelodeon.
Yeah, but they were all on the same, like, the same set. Like, that's where everything gets filmed, you know?
Sharing a trailer.
Awkward that Miley's single is called Midnight Sky. I'll never listen to that same again. You're not actually looking at the midnight sky, Miley.
Celebrities are baked, though. Demi Lovato's like, I meditate and they land in my backyard. No, they do not.
You know what? Miley and Demi are kind of on the same level of, like, weird in their own different ways.
They both love a dispensary.
You know what I'm tipping?
What?
They're going to collaborate for a single.
Yeah.
This is just an ad.
Yep.
We just got tricked by an ad.
Damn it.
Fresh to new FM coming soon.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Creezo.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
So, guys, interesting scientific surveys come out.
I always love when you bring a scientific survey to the show.
So do I.
Well, it was actually this particular survey. It does have some good stats. 1,000 people. 1,000 women, actually.
Good size survey.
That's pretty big, yeah.
Actually have nailed down the 20 qualities of a good man.
in this scientific survey. So I'm going to discuss some of these qualities, but also give you my spin on it as well. I think they've missed a couple of things due to this survey, which I'd like to add to the list.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Jade's big good man survey up next.
The top qualities of a good man, according to me and 1,000 other women. Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos. And we are talking the top qualities of a good man, according to myself and 1,000 other women who actually completed this scientific survey to find a guy's personality, which found that a guy's personality is much more important than his physical attractiveness.
I love that you've accounted for your opinion as 50% of this survey.
Yes. Well, look, we'll get to mine in a second. But basically, this survey revealed that most women want the man in their life to be faithful, dependable, a good listener, and have a sense of humour and style.
Okay. Well, how does that stack up for you, Maddie?
Well, you tell me. You tell me.
Yeah, and you're after a man.
You're after a man.
Do I tick those boxes?
Well, you?
Yeah. Well, you have a good sense of humour. You got good style. I don't know about the listening. Dependable.
I'm a great listener. Thank you.
Not sure about dependable. You need a license. Like, what if they called you in the middle of the night their car broke down?
Let's talk about you, Crevo, a second. Always on me. What about Crevo? Do you find him a good man?
Well, I think he's definitely faithful. Okay. I'd say you're dependable.
Yeah.
I do say you're a good listener.
That's good.
What about the style?
You're probably lacking in that department.
What are you talking about? I have great style.
All right. But, well, meanwhile...
Only shabby chic.
Shabby chic. All right. Meanwhile, only 13% of the women in the study said that being muscular is important for physical attractiveness, whereas a whopping 66% said that a man's moral integrity will make me quiver. So, look, I don't know about
that. What do you think about that, Jade? Would you prefer a gym junkie or someone who, you know, just has...
To be honest, I'd like
a
both.
Real fatty I'd who like, has good moral integrity.
I'd like the perfect man and I'd like both, okay? The bar is set high.
She's greedy. She wants it all. Greedy.
Look, everyone wants it all. You can't have it, but I think that's why a lot of people fail in a lot of their relationships, because you've got to be honest with yourself. No one can have it all.
You know what? I'd love to hear from a woman out there on 13-10-09 that thinks she has a man that has it all.
Yeah. Ooh. And I want photo proof too.
Because Jade's going to be the judge if they're muscular enough or not.
But anyway, these are my character traits that I think are important that I think that the ladies missed out.
So forget the list. Jade's in town.
Okay, look. Knowing the directions to where you're going on your day trip together before setting off, which... you know, because no one likes to argue over the directions in the car. So I think it's very important to have a man who knows where he's going.
What about Google Maps?
No, because sometimes, you know, look, men don't always listen. And they don't listen to Google Maps.
Okay.
I mean, look, picky.
I think that's...
Too picky.
That a lot of women would agree with that. He's got a love to cook.
Because you're not cooking anything
correct.
Ever.
Another great trait, a man who can slip into a coma while sitting in a retail store chair waiting for you to come out of the fitting room.
The boyfriend chair.
Because he never complains, yes.
You know, here's the tip for that.
Yeah.
If you're going out and you know that you're going to be shopping, right, and you've somehow trapped your man into coming with, tell them to bring their headphones so they can watch YouTube.
That's a great idea.
Just go, honey, today, you know, if we're going out shopping, honey, just bring your headphones just in case you want to watch something.
You're going up the list. You're going up on my list. He's got to be good in bed and loves a cuddle.
Oh, yeah. Important for Jade as well.
Yeah. Obsessed with cleaning.
Obsessed with, because you're not.
Yeah.
You hate vacuuming and stuff, don't you?
Yeah. And, you know, he's got to be good with his tools and can use a drill.
All right.
Okay.
Handyman is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So.
Very handy.
Big hammer.
I mean, that sounds like pretty good. I mean, you'd be stoked if that was your bloke, right?
Yeah, mixed in with all the other traits that some of the other women said.
Well, someone has called up, guys.
Oh, get out of
Chantel
town.
Chantel thinks she has the perfect man. Should we talk to her?
Yeah.
Hey, Chantel, how are you?
Chantel. Hello.
Hey, Chantel.
So you think you have the perfect man, eh?
Tell us about him.
Yeah, I do, because looks and all that fade. You can't use Botox and all that stuff the rest of your life. But if he makes you laugh and he can hug you and love you for no reason at all, isn't that more perfect than having someone with muscles or things like that?
I think a bit of both.
What Chantel's
nice.
Accusing you of being a bit superficial, I think.
A bit shallow.
No, I'm not doing that. Everyone to their own. For me, the fact that when he looks at you and there's excitement in his eyes, I look at him and there's excitement in my eyes, he still gives me butterflies, and we've been together for 20 years.
So that's beautiful.
Having a muscled guy around, sometimes their priorities is a little bit different.
Yeah, they're always down the gym, always pumping iron.
No, but like, do you agree? I think, that they're really nice things that you pointed out, but like, does he love to cook?
Let's go through a couple of the traits, Jade.
Does he love to cook?
Yeah, he does.
That's good. Okay, tick. Is he obsessed with cleaning?
Yeah, he's about OCD.
Okay, tick. All right, jeez.
That's a weirdly handy thing to have.
Well, we know, I think he's good in bed and he loves a cuddle. I think you've ticked those off. So just confirming, he is good with his tools and he can use a drill?
Yes, we've got three kids, so I would say so.
Oh, wow.
Well, he's got to build their bunk bed somehow, doesn't he?
Chantel, you need to, hold
Lock
I don't
up
know,
your man, Chantel.
Lock up your man and maybe, have a conference, get all the single ladies in. You'll make some money and tell them where you found the pet. What's your man's name?
Jade's a bit flustered.
Yeah.
Daniel,
I'm excited there's a Daniel out there.
Oh, that's so cute.
No, he's not available. I don't share my toys.
Thanks for calling. And hey, big, in all seriousness, big congratulations for being together for 20 years. That's really good.
That's the thing, it's hard work. So you think working in the gym all the time, keeping those muscles and stuff, that's hard work. But being together and staying together, that's harder work than pumping iron.
Yeah, damn straight. It's
what
the
great
love,
advice.
You only need one muscle anyway, the love muscle.
Thank you, Chantel. Thanks for calling.
This is age-appropriate this morning.
I love you, Chantel. You're great.
You're great. Please call the show anytime.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with
us. Chantel. Oh, she's great. I love her.
Yeah.
There's something about that South African accent.
I love a South African accent too.
I do like it.
It's got a vibe to it.
It does.
Hey guys, up next, from one study to another study.
Oh, really?
It's not really a study. More of an observation of the double standards that we live with in society. And that is rich people versus poor people, and things that are considered trashy for poor people, but classy if you're rich.
This will be interesting.
So I'm going to give you an example right now. One of them is day drinking. Trashy if you're poor, classy if you're rich.
Good point. They always, rich people, when you see in movies, when they go to the Hamptons and or they're on a yacht during the day,
it's
and they're
10
drinking champagne.
Exactly. And they're pouring a big old glass of champers.
I've got a whole heap of them coming up for you next.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
This thread has been going off online, guys, about what's considered trashy if you're poor but classy if you're rich. Mm. So different everyday things we all do. I can't believe we've been living such a double standard as a society for all this time. Mm. Now, obviously, one of the main examples here is day drinking. that's the main point here. And I think, it's so true. Yeah. You judge old mate, with no job, drinking in the park at 11 a.m. with a sack of goon, but rich people on a boat drinking some champagne at 11 a.m. Classy, no problems at all.
Mm. There's a great comedian called Catherine Ryan. She's Canadian. She's moved to England.
Yeah.
She says the way she classes it up is by pouring the wine into a teacup. Like a nice china teacup so you can drink it with your pinky finger out.
That's what straws are for.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip. Hey, another one is dressing like a hobo can go one of two ways. Mm. Obviously, if you're walking around the shopping center with no shoes on, then you think, oh, what's that guy doing?
Yeah.
He needs to buy a pair of shoes or something. But apparently the Hemsworths are photographed around Byron all the time without shoes on. You don't look at the Chris and Liam and go, oh, dirty hobos, do you?
No, look, I get it. At Byron, there's heaps of anti-vaxxers, but doesn't mean you don't need to wear shoes. Like, you put some shoes on.
That's a good point.
Yeah, another
just
one on this.
Just because they're rich.
Yeah, exactly.
And wearing no shoes.
Another one, sleeping in.
Yeah,
big
true.
Double standard, that true. One. You know, you've got, oh, get up and get a job, or lady of leisure, yeah. sleeping until 12:30 p.m.
Wow. Oh, what's my plan for the day? Braiding my hair.
This is actually mind-blowing. It really is. And I've never thought about it like this before.
Here's one for you, Jade. Letting your dogs completely take over the house. So which one are you?
Classy.
Multiple credit cards.
Yeah,
that's another right. one.
Because if you're poor, you're doing credit card on credit card to pay for the other credit card.
Yeah.
Wearing lots of clothes with designer labels.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, well, you know why? Because, like, when people who don't have as much money as rich people do, and you're flashing, you know, your fake Louis Vuitton bag or whatever around, people go, oh, that's got to be fake.
Oh, do you remember?
She can't afford that. But if, you know, Paris Hilton or, you know, someone rich is walking around, or you don't know, they just look rich because they're dressed well.
You're like, it's totally acceptable. Totally, you don't even acceptable. Look twice, right?
Remember the early 2000s when, like, brands used to put such big writing, like Billabong would be all of the shirt, and then somebody would bring back a copy from Bali, like a $2 one. Yeah, you could always tell.
Yeah, you see, like, Dickies or Echo.
Or spelt slightly differently. Billabong.
Another one of my faves, cruising.
What do you mean?
Going on a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, if you're loaded, then you're in, like, the penthouse room, you know, living the high life.
It's like I'm going on a cruise.
Eating at the captain's table.
It's like, yeah, we're going on a cruise to Bali.
Yeah, it's true.
Very different.
Plastic surgery. Another great one. Mm. You know, if you see some really bad lips, you know, full of filler, and then you look at them and you think, oh, that, you know,
bit
that's
trashy.
Disgusting, trashy. Then you see, you know, these rich women and men walking around. You think, oh, wow, they've really looked after themselves.
Oh, Dickie Wilkins. Why has he never aged in 90 years?
Aren't we a real... It's sad.
Judgy society,
judgy.
Aren't we?
It's actually sad. The more you go through this list, the more I think, wow, what have we become?
Ostentatious jewellery, Jade.
Pardon?
Over-the-top jewellery on your fingers. Hey, let's have a look, hey! Yeah, you're definitely
blinded.
Rich. Look at those diamonds.
Oh, my God. Oh, draped in them. Yeah, big diamonds.
Yeah. It is true.
I'm Elizabeth Taylor or Brognetto.
You pretty much are.
Yeah, right.
Wrapping it up. Yeah. Last one for you, Crevo.
Oh, yes.
Holidaying in Bali.
Yeah, true. That's right. If you're wearing,
millionaire mark, though.
If you're wearing bintang singlets and thongs in the aeroplane, very different to, you know, flying over there and staying in a villa.
Millionaire Mark. He loves a Bali holiday.
I love Bali.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's a good part of the world.
Think about it, though, today. Speak the language, though. I always feel I'm getting ripped off whenever I go there.
You probably are.
Yeah. 100%.
And you're still only paying $2 for something.
Yeah.
It should be 50
rip off,
cents.
Rip off. Oh.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that? Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So I picked Maddie up on the way to work this morning, and as we were driving, along Maitland Road there, he goes to me, Jade. He's like, oh, what'd you do last night? So I went to pickleball. He's like, oh, I went to the movies. I said, oh, what'd you see? Because it's very out of character for Maddie to just go to the movies.
Very rare.
And he's like, oh, and we had the new FM screening of The Honest Thief at Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. I said, oh, did you go? I said, I didn't know that we were meant to go to that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, like, we weren't needed there, but, you know, I went along anyway. I was like, oh, okay, cool, how'd it go? He's like, yeah, good. You know, but the thing was, I felt a little awkward. I said, why? He's like, well, I had to talk in front of everyone and welcome everyone there. He's like, I wasn't going to do it, but then they asked me to. And I was like, oh.
Big star.
The big star, feeling a little guilty that he wasn't, you know, he was doing it all by himself, had all the attention on himself without
the
us
big
there.
Microphone.
Well, you two and were too busy at pickleball.
It was
so
really funny, though, because you were, it's adorable. You were there and you're like, I felt very strange doing it, but then the applause. They applauded me. And I was
making fun of myself. Because it was a really just like, hey guys, welcome.
Did
thanks
you do
for
the
coming.
Wave like the queen?
No, you know, they all clapped. The I was queen. Like, you don't need to clap. I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
great.
But secretly, but keep it going. You loved it. Like, you
clap
loved
a bit
it.
More.
I live for the applause. Applause.
Yeah, yeah,
it was really cute.
You're
just
a big
selling
star.
The story. You're Creepo. Playing it down, but secretly, you just were so happy to tell
I love seeing, I love our listeners.
So
they're so
I.
lovely.
Hands
just
down.
Good, it's yeah. good seeing them. It's good seeing them and having a chat. It's great.
Yeah, no, it's not about them. It's about you. It was about you. playing down the awkwardness and then going, but then they applauded me.
Thank you, Jackson. Hey, you know what? You got to own it sometimes. I'm happy to take it.
You are.
Look, every single person loves some applause in their life, you know?
Come on.
Thank you.
Well, you did a good job, Matty. Well done.
Good job, Matty.
You did great.
Brownie points? No, I'm joking. Oh, how awkward. Sorry.
That's right.
It's my bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, this article just released overnight about this mum over in the UK. She's had a few problems with child encounters in her area, which is obviously very serious. But she's decided to leash up her kids in order to keep them safe. Mm. Now, this opens up this debate once again, and I think it's so wrong to leash your kids. Now, I know you two feel very strongly about this. Mm. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm all for it. Now, when you say leash your kids, basically this lady, I know there's I've seen a lot of parents with her here in Australia, and I applaud it. It's where they have the backpack on the kid, and then it's like a, you know, a little leash
it's
on
like
the,
a
on the
boogie
backpack.
Board strap.
This one.
Like,
yeah. Correct.
It's like a massive, like,
it's
big
like a
handcuff with this surfboard cord.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. If there's been some incidents of, you know, rising concerns of, you know, predators in her area, well, then I'm all for putting, you know, having a leash on the child.
They're not dogs, though. They're not pets.
Everyone knows that.
Child.
Yeah.
You just hold their hand.
And you want them to be safe. No, you know what, Crevo? You say that. I can't wait for you to become a parent. And if you have a child that just likes to wander off, they're full of beans, they don't stay with mummy and daddy, they like to explore and they're curious, as all kids are, and you've got a million things on your plate, you're working, you're trying to get the shopping, you're trying to remember what your wife, Emmy, asked you to buy at the shops, and then your kid goes, you know, you're distracted for 2 seconds and they walk away.
Tying them up on a leash, on a chain, is not the answer.
Keep them close, keep them safe. I like the idea.
13:10:09, are you Team Jade, leash the kiddies up, or Team Crevo, let him run free? 13:10:09, taking your calls after Katy Perry, Daisies at 105.3 New FM.
Get the right button, Matty.
Jay, Matty and Crevo, the Novos.
13:10:09 this morning, we're doing a right or wrong, leashing your kids.
I wanna run away.
Yeah, so this woman over in the UK has been chaining her kids to herself using this weird, like, handcuff with a surfboard cord. It's maybe about a meter long.
It's not a handcuff. You're making it sound terrible.
It looks like a big old handcuff,
Jane. It's not a handcuff.
The kid's like, I want to get free.
In fact, it looks like a 15th century torture device.
It does not.
It does. It doesn't. It's the biggest cuff you've ever seen.
You're saying it like that for your own, so people to pick your side. It's nothing like that at all. It's just like a bodyboard strap.
I don't think humans are to be should be leashed up, whether you're a kid or
like
an adult.
Dogs.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with it when there's sick-minded people out there and you want to keep your kids safe. Yeah, nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Just hold their hands, stick them in one of those backpack things,
it's not
whatever.
As easy as that, Crevo, sometimes.
Whenever you go to Westfield, say, and you see a lady or man that has the kids chained up. I once saw a family and a dad had two kids on the one leash, like the double leash, the split at the end.
Jeez,
I thought,
no
you
good.
Know what? Screw that.
No, if it keeps them with you and keeps them close, sometimes you can have a kid that's a runner and they just want to run and explore. You take your eyes off them for 2 seconds and they're gone and then, you know what? They're missing.
All right.
How
this
horrible.
Is the keep your eyes on
him. Amanda, hello, how are you?
Hello, good.
Hey, that's good. Right or wrong, leashing the kids?
I don't believe in the term leashing them, but Crevo, do you have children?
No, I don't. None of us on the team have kids. That's why we're looking for your advice.
Okay, yeah, no, look, I don't agree with, you know, the term leashing your children.
What would you call it, Amanda?
Tying them up.
It's a walking harness.
Keeping them safe. Like, it depends on the child and your situation, but, yeah, totally, like, but, yeah, I'm Jade.
Do you have a harness for your children, Amanda, or did you?
For one of my boys, yeah, I had to.
Because he was a runner.
Yep, and just... Yeah.
Well, what about when you were a kid? Did you get sort of tied up as well?
No,
I
didn't need to.
I wasn't that
sort of child, you know. But yeah, no, I totally.
So you're not doing it with all of them.
Well, I didn't need to, but with one of my boys, yeah, he was a runner. Definitely, I had to.
Amanda, what age did you stop having the lead?
I guess when he became an age where you can talk and reason and he can kind of understand and comprehend that,
what
you know.
Stranger danger is all about.
Yeah,
some kids don't have that street smarts in them.
All right, there you go.
Thanks for your
one
call
for
this
team
morning.
Jay.
Thanks, Amanda.
Hey, Les.
Les, how are you?
Yeah, good, yourself?
Yeah, doing good, mate. What are your thoughts, right or wrong, leashing the kids?
Mate, it depends. I mean, they're putting a pretty unnecessary spin on it, I reckon. It's not about leashing them, it's about their safety. Having had one who was a runner and one who almost got abducted.
Jeez.
Absolutely necessary.
Yeah, but it's scary stuff.
Sorry, I'll use the technical term, tethering.
Yeah, I mean, it's for their own safety. I had a son who was a runner, like he would get out of the car and bolt at the supermarket.
Jeez,
or whatever.
That must be scary.
He would just run all the time, so you have to do that. And also, my youngest son, I've got two boys, were at a tourist attraction, I won't name it, and were in a big group of people, and the youngest one kind of started leaving the auditorium or the stadium a bit earlier than we were, and this lady picked him up and started running off with him.
How frightening.
That's
so scary.
Crazy story.
I mean, so in this instance, the tethers actually really helped you guys.
Oh, absolutely. There is no way I stand by this. I don't think my oldest son would be alive. He would have been hit by a car or something if we didn't have him restrained or... I don't know what...
They're good baby reins or a walking harness.
Yeah, I mean, and he had no sense of danger, and even if he did, it wouldn't have worried him.
On the run.
Yeah, thank you for your call, Les.
Yeah,
it's so important because some kids are just fearless. And this is why I keep telling you, it's so important. Like, I'll be using one if I have a kid that doesn't comprehend.
One more, Joe. Hey, how are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What are your thoughts on this, right or wrong?
I used to be team no before I had a son, yeah. And then I had a child, and I only used it in certain situations. Like, we flew to Melbourne when he was 16 months old, and we called it a bungee cord, because it would always bring him back to me. He came with that little cute backpack, and I found the cord wasn't long enough, so I actually used a dog lead to give him extra length. for public places like that, I found it really useful. But for around town, I would, he learnt to just hold my hand. But yeah, for certain situations, absolutely, because they like to roam, they like to explore. And you can't hold their hand every second of the day.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of single, people who don't have parents, Joe, that actually like to judge parent on kids, it, and they don't have kids. And it's just like, hold on a second, I know what I was like as a child. My mum said I was a nightmare. And I know I don't trust people. I can get very paranoid, about people sometimes, and you just know those sickos are out there, especially when you're reading the news.
It's not about judging people, though, Jade. It's not. It's just making an observation. I'm sorry, but if you see kids on a lead in a shopping centre, it looks a bit weird. That's all it is. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing or
be open-minded. That is a reason behind it.
Hey, that's why we're having the discussion.
Joe, do you think as a parent now in hindsight that without that, it would have just made your life so much harder? Could you have dealt with your child without that? Yeah. Do you think you could have gotten through that without putting them on a tether? Oh,
absolutely, but it certainly made it just easier. Like I said, certain situations, it just gave him that freedom, and he was it has that little loop that goes over your wrist, so, even though I wasn't physically holding it, my arm was going wherever he was, and if I didn't want him to go somewhere, I was just like, come back, keep going, come back, and, at first it felt like a dog, I felt completely, weird doing it. Then it just became, he had the little backpack, and it was just like, he loved it. And then it was because he knew it gave him freedom to explore without being too far away from mum and dad.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe? I'm curious to know, did you feel less stress? Like, as a parent, especially traveling, and you're busy, you've got suitcases, you're checking in. Yeah. There's so many people around, you would have felt a lot less stressed in your mind, thinking, I know where he is, he can't go too far.
Absolutely. It just really, because they can't, unless someone picks them up and takes you with them, I haven't been through what that other guy went through, but, it just enabled him to be able to roam because we'd been cribbed up in a plane.
Yeah.
It gave him that freedom, and I could still walk with suitcases and stuff and not have to, it wasn't an extra hand I had to hold.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting. Thanks for that.
Thanks for your call. One more call, guys. Stephanie, she's outraged people think that this is a good idea. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? You're clearly outraged. Do you think it's obviously the wrong thing to do?
Absolutely. I've had three children that are all adults now. They're all very different in nature. I've fostered over 50 or 60 children from various different backgrounds, abuse, everywhere. Mm-hmm. I look after now three little girls for working mums, so that I can help them, so that they don't have to pay for childcare.
You're they're like a saint.
They're different. No, I love children, and I am so passionate about them, and they're smart, and they learn, and you have to teach them discipline, and it takes patience. It's lazy parenting. There's culturally in Japan, children at the age of 3 and 4 catch trains to go to school and preschool and stuff unsupervised. Our culture is teaching us to be lazy.
Well,
and
Stephanie,
not to be dedicated to parenting.
I don't think it's lazy though.
It is lazy. You can hold their hand. You can talk to a 2-year-old. You can explain to them the things they need to do. You take them to activities to burn off energy.
If you've had 50 kids in your life, Stephanie, I'm trusting you.
Yeah, but obviously,
I've had thousands of children in my life, children that have had actual abuse. To tether a child to you is abuse.
It's not abuse at all, Stephanie. And you know what? Some people can't cope.
Leave them in rooms and don't feed them.
No. See, you obviously, you're a great parent. You're great at what you do. I don't doubt that whatsoever. But you know what? Some people don't cope as well as parents. If they find it easier and it helps them.
If you have 2 children and have to tether one, they shouldn't have so many children. Focus on what you can manage. You don't have a right to have multiple children and then tie them to you because you can't keep up with them.
Well, it's not always keeping up with them, though, too. There's other reasons why parents might want that. Like, they're worried that, you know, there are, unfortunately, sickos out there who want to grab your child. If there's been an incident nearby in your...
Because our court system doesn't deal with pedophiles properly and people who steal children.
Oh, 100%. But you know what? You can't... You know what? If I, as a parent, didn't want to live in fear that my child was going to get snatched, well, then I'll put them on a lead, thanks.
Well, there you go.
I had a child, two children, 21 months apart.
Yeah.
And at 4 and 3, I had twins that I fostered that were 3 months old. Now, you can't, like, and I've managed all of them walking to and from playgroups, taking them grocery shopping, everything. It's about managing their behaviours and teaching them to... being patient enough to teach them.
Mm, so that's a good point of view.
You know what? It's exactly right. Thank you for your call,
thanks,
Stephanie.
For that.
We appreciate that. And, I mean, people are entitled to their opinion.
They are,
at the end
but
of the day.
Yeah,
just
course
because
they
disagree with you, Jade, it doesn't mean that they're wrong.
Oh, look, we can have a healthy
you know?
Debate.
Yes,
we
I
can,
know,
and
I know.
We just did.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Creebo. Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
105 commercial free coming up with producer Jackson. What's on the way?
Yo, my fave from TikTok. Jason Derulo, Savage Love.
People are loving this song on UFM at the moment. It was one of our top three songs from Rate the Music.
Yeah.
Savage
really?
Love, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. We I love that. Because I did all the surveys. No, I'm kidding. Belinda Carlisle as well, Summer Rain.
That's a song.
And they're performing at an RSL somewhere rurally, probably. Justice Crew. Yeah. Hey, Sarah.
Good tune.
Rooney Hill.
They play. I actually went to see Justice Crew at the Cambridge last year.
That's right, you did.
It was a free ticket.
Would you
great
have
song, though. No.
You're right.
Hey, Dr. Coleman is joining us next, Jay.
Yeah, he is. He's got. He answers all your answers to your medical questions. 13 10 09. If you have a question for Dr. Coleman. He's coming up next.
That's right.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Dr. Coleman is here. All right, guys, it's one of our favourite segments here on the show, and that is your medical questions answered by Dr. Coleman. The good doctor is here. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Grand final week. Very exciting.
Yay!
Who are you a supporter of, Dr. Coleman?
I'm a Collingwood fan.
Oh, see, okay, so interesting. Jade loves NRL, and we have this debate, you know, the whole NRL AFL thing. There's only one person in the office here, our newsreader Hamish, who loves the AFL. So we're glad that he has a friend.
An AFL friend.
Good on Hamish.
Yeah.
I'm with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's get into it. Question number one for you, Dr. Coleman. Here it is.
G'day, doctor. My little girl keeps getting nits, and I've tried all the shampoos and treatment solutions, but she still keeps getting them. Any suggestions on what to do?
Yeah, look, nits in the hair, very common, and unfortunately, the super nick is developing. So there's this drug we use called permethrin, which is in most head lice shampoos.
Yeah.
And most of the nits are actually getting resistance to the to that particular medication, which means they can survive. The good news is, though, that It's the manual removal of the egg, so that painstaking, annoying combing, you know, with that little lice comb.
Yeah.
Once you put the conditioner on or whatever sort of spray you have, and you actually go one by one and remove all those nips, preferably.
Oh, what
a hassle. Yeah, it is. It's a parent's nightmare. You sit down there like the monkey picking things off each other's back for ages.
Except without the eating them part.
Just it.
Not recommended. So once you do that, it still usually works, and that's how you get rid of them. And cutting the hair helps, sure.
Well, of course.
You do that.
Just a quick yes or no, myth or not, is it true that nits are actually attracted more to clean hair than dirty hair?
I... I think if you want a one-word answer, no.
Okay. Really? I heard it's the opposite. They don't like clean hair. It's dirty hair.
Well, there you go. That's why it's a myth.
That's yeah. a myth. There we go.
All right. Question number two for you, Dr. Coleman.
Hey, Dr. Coleman. So my girlfriend has a smelly belly button. Even after she showers, how can she get rid of it?
Smelly belly buttons. Well, usually that's due to a build-up of... debris like dead skin cells in the belly button and sometimes little bits of fluff as well. In fact, Dr. Carl famously did an experiment on getting people to send in their belly button fluff and analysing it. A strange experiment to do, but so you can get rid of that really. So cleaning and washing it is the way to go, and there are various things you could clean it with, but something as simple as salt water would be fine, and a little cotton bud, or there's something you can get from the chemist called Condy's crystals, which are old-fashioned things, and dissolve them in water and wash it out regularly.
Wow, there you go.
I know I've used a cotton wool bud before and dipped it in tea tree oil, and I've just like put it inside my belly button
and give it a
little squeaky clean.
Yeah, look, I think that's quite reasonable to do. I think any substance that's, you know, safe to put on the skin and doesn't cause irritation and gives a bit of, you know, loosens things up, I think anything, so tea tree oil, I think is a fine.
Yeah, because this always helps my belly button or belly, or betadine.
You have an any belly button, obviously, Jake. Yeah, well, what about you, Creamo? We all have innies on this team. Shall we do a little smell test now?
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right.
It's weird.
Is this weird? Gross?
No, mine's great.
Smells like mine's the same like, soap I use.
Oh, it's bit
wolfy.
Maybe I'll put some tea tree in it tonight.
There you go. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. Thank you for answering all of these questions.
And we'll see you next week.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks, Doctor.
Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, up next, you remember a couple of days ago I was talking on the show about selling tick medication that I saw for really cheap at the pet store. No, I didn't. Because I was like, you know what, I can't be bothered.
You're going to buy it and resell it for a profit.
Yeah, exactly. Can't be bothered.
Can't be a bad man.
I then got a message from a listener who has a business proposition for me. All right? I've got to tell you about this business proposition next because I don't quite know if I should do it. I want your advice.
Okay. I can't wait for this.
I'm thinking probably not, but I thought I'd check with you guys.
Jeez, you must be desperate when you're asking us for business advice.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Yeah, that's right. This is all because, as you guys know, I was talking about reselling tick medication that I was going to buy from the pet shop. Everyone shut me down. I didn't end up doing it. But I'm always looking to make a dollar. What's wrong with that, you know? No one gives you anything for free in life. So, you know, I put it out there to the universe.
You get love for free.
Well, that's right. You can't buy that, but you know, cash is great. Anyway, I was talking about on the show, so a listener got in touch, sent me a message and said, "Hi, Mark, I heard you on the radio saying you want to make some money." Good stuff.
That piqued your interest?
Yeah, of course. Straight away, I was looking. I have a deal for you. How would you like to buy in bulk and resell elf dolls for Christmas? Now,
Shelf on the Elf it's still around, but it's not
Elf dolls. Popular. I haven't even really heard of them. And then there was like some like pictures come through of different elves, and I was like, they look a bit tacky.
what a random thing to receive.
Really random.
Elf on the Shelf.
I'm always open to business opportunities, so you know, I'll take your message. But this is a bit weird. And then I then said, "Is this your company? How much do you make per doll? What's the deal?"
So you're like considering it at this point.
Look, like Shark Tank, you got to always hear out the first few ideas and questions.
That's
right?
True.
Mark, because one of the sharks.
You never know. You never know where an opportunity might lie.
Or
right?
You could end up in a gold mine.
Exactly right. Never shut down things straight away. So then this person's gone on to say, "Hi, no, not my company. I just buy and sell. I have a lot to sell, and this is my last year selling.
Mm.
I sell to you $7 each. You resell $10 to $15 each." Now, to me, first red flag has come up. If it's such a great business, why are you getting out of
good
it?
Good profit yeah. margin, though.
Now, double your money. You're not too bad. Retail, that's a minimum in
she
retail.
She would have bought them for, like, what? $3 maybe? So she'd be selling to you for a profit, for 100%. Sure.
No one does anything for free, right? Especially not in business. So this first red flag has come up. And then she said, "As you know, these are from China, so I'm not the so-called real expensive one. They just look the same, just much cheaper." Now, second red flag.
These Elf on the Shelf dolls go for like $50 a piece.
Do they?
Usually,
see,
like
I didn't
the
really
legitimate
know.
Elf on the Shelf.
I've never really heard about this sort of stuff.
I think David Jones and like places like that sell them.
Yeah, so a couple of red flags there. And then I said, "Look," she said, "do you want to give this a go?" And I was like, "Let me know if you want to give this a go." I gave it the thumbs up on Facebook, you know, yeah. in the little chat. You can give the
you
thumbs
like a
up.
Thumbs yeah. up on Facebook.
Yeah, and then she said, "If you want to give it a go, give me your number. I will call you." And then I was like, this is getting a bit intense, you know, like so pushy at this point. I was yeah. like, you know what? Probably not for me.
Yeah, you don't like being pushed.
Yeah, especially when there's a business, you got to. It should be just an opportunity they're offering to you, not being pushed so much. So I was like, probably not for me. Then this person said, "Are you sure? As I know, you will do so well. You can talk about it on the radio and get people to message you."
That, no. We can't do that. Otherwise, we'd all be millionaires.
Exactly right. So I was like, you know what? It's time to shut this down. I don't think it's really for
it's
me.
It's a no from you.
Yeah, it's a no from me.
You.
Look, always open to opportunity, but...
Not that one.
Not that one.
That was a scam.
I think it might.
But just...
Not necessarily a scam, but just
dodgy.
Do you know what? Too much time and effort for such a small window of time that you can sell these.
That's right. And in your maximum, you're making $5, $6, $7
and
each.
I'm sorry, nobody's buying an Elf doll from Facebook Marketplace.
I remember we spoke to that lady, Port, in the last month who's obsessed with Christmas.
That's
and
true.
She decorates the whole house. She'd be somebody.
I just don't know if there's that much to be made in it. Anyway, I think I'm going to go with a no because it's just and then too pushy. And why are you getting out of the business if it's so profitable? That's just a real danger sign to
from
me.
From tick medication to fake Elf on a Shelf dogs from China. Love it. Hey, Jackson, 105 commercial free kicking off next.
Bit of Sagala, James Arthur in there.
Do you have any of those Elf dolls?
No, why would I have any?
Oh, it's my Australian Idol song.
Yeah, I was going to say this is Jay. Yeah, but no, I don't have Elf on the Shelf. My cat and dog aren't into that. Also, too, I love K-pop. BTS and Dynamite is fresh.
Never say a bad thing about them.
No, exactly right. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Your official at workstation. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.